Simon Shin Sadi Ches, Siv Ches. The Mechaber discussed a case where we have three cities, three halachic cities, and it's set up like a segel, a Kometz Pasach Tzeri segel. You have two that are next to each other with a space in between, and the third one that's further removed from them. And if the third one is within 2,000 amos away from the first two, and it's as such that if you slide it in between the first two, it would slip in perfectly in between them, that between, imagine this third one as being B, and the two other ones as being A and C. So if you slide B in, you'd have to move less than 2,000 amos, not more than 2,000 amos. And once you imaginarily slide in between A and B, there would not be more than kuf ma'av v'shlish, more than 141 a third amos. And the B and C, there would not be more than 141 a third amos. In other words, altogether, between A to B and B to C, it would not be more than 283 amos approximately, 282 and 2/3 amos. So then we can imagine as if B is split between A and C. Now A, B, and C, this whole segel is considered now like one city. And you count your pi mam 2,000 amos from outside. And people from A, B, and C can walk to each other. Does not count towards 2,000 amos. 2,000 amos only starts afterwards. The Gemara says, Yesharim, some say that this halacha shleishik farm shaloshim of three cities are set up as like a segel, sort of like a triangle, not attached to each other, only works for the two outer ones, for A and C, that now you can walk from A to C and 2,000 amos past it. Or from C to A, walk 2,000 amos past it. So you can imagine B is in between. But for the people in B, they cannot walk till the line between A and C, or to A and C, till A and C itself, and walk 2,000 amos past it. Because we're going to allow the people from B to walk in the other direction, not towards A and C, 2,000 amos. So how could it be that they walk 2,000 amos below B, at the same time walk to A and C and first start 2,000 amos afterwards? That's what the Gemara says. That only works for A and C. For the other one, does not work for the middle one. But Mishnah Berurah says, in the halacha, you go like the first sheet, like the machaber, connected to the Mahir. The Rabban, the Kishayla, we go after those are Megal. And therefore, that's the halacha. The Sharatzin, he says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, passes like this, and Rav Shemar, like the first sheet, the Rambam, Rashi, Azura, Radval. And this is the way the Mishnah Berurah passes. Therefore, the middle one also benefits from Shlesha Kfar Mishalasha. Siftes, they have a city that's by the banks of the river. That river, most of the time, it's dry, and people can mishtamish there, they can work over there, they can do things there, take care of things there. It's only full during the real rainy season. So if it has a matseva platform that's 4 miles wide by the edge of the banks of this river, and they can stand there, and they can mishtamish the nachal, they can do things in the river, standing on the platform, and the river is considered an extension of the city, 2,000 amos start only after the banks of the river. The river is considered part of the city because it has a platform that you can mishtamish, that you can work off of, outside of them. Brings, even though usually for Ibar Ayaris, a extended city, you have to have a bestira, a house that's right for Dira. Here it's just like a valley, like a river type of a thing. Still, since this Nachal, this river, this valley runs in front of the whole city, and all the Bnei Yir come and there, you know, it's not right for Dira. The Ritval says, that's why I use it to extend the city. The Malgram Pasubik, if any area that Bnei Yir Mishnamish with count to measure from, or if it's Dafka Nachal, Dafka River, and Shmur brings the Rabba that we should not be Mekul, because even Nachal itself, to Machal Tishenim, many Misham argue that from Shad the Gemara. They don't hold it this way, the Mechaber Paskins. They hold that the Nachal is considered part of 2,000 amos. You cannot start from after 2,000. The whole Nachal is for something else in the Gemara. And therefore, even if you make the Shulchan Aruch, hold the Leisa for now, we're not going to add on anything else besides a Nachal. And the Mechaber says, if there's no platform to Mishtamish to work off outside the Nachal, that people will stand on, so then, or even the platform is not 4 amos wide, so then you cannot use the Nachal as an extension of the city, and you start 2,000 amos by the end of the houses, even before the Nachal, before the river. So if you have the Mechaber discusses the issue from people like nomads who wander around wherever they find a mirror for their tzon, where they find a place for their animals to pasture, in the temporary tents that can move around, huts, so they, even if they're living near each other, they're not within the ear, each person counts 1,000 amos from outside his house. The Mechaber says, Toma, a case that they don't have mechitzas around them. They have mechitzas and tefachim around them, or a ditch and tefachim around them, because they're like a mechitza. The avada, they're considered like ear because they have heck of mechitzas. But the mere fact that the tents are near each other does not count as if you have six houses near each other. To make it a halachic year, they start 2,000 amos from afterwards. Chava says if there are three chaseres of two houses each, basically six houses, which are kavua, of stone, of boards, which are kavua, then it makes the whole thing a keva, and the whole area of the nomads has an ear, and you square it off, give 2,000 amos afterwards. But only if you have six houses that are kavua, if you say now the whole nomad situation is considered kavua, and you count 2,000 amos from after the Yeshua Tzivim, where after where the nomads live.